Here we go. Hamburger steaks, Holiday Inns. That's the kind of world that I live in. I play a different town most every night. Love on my woman, write a new song. That's my life.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, Kids and Capitalism, our multimedia kidpreneur Otis sits down with Blind Joe, the singer-songwriter musician that appeared on The Voice.
Tell me about your experience on The Voice.
The Voice was great, man, I'll tell you. And I say this in every interview. I was so nervous on that show that you couldn't have pulled a pin out of my butt with a tractor, man. It was very nerve-wracking. I'm a nervous person. Like that one?
Yeah.
You can use that. You tell your friends that in school. But you have to say butt, though. No cussing. Okay? But it was great, man. You know, I got to be on Team Blake, and that was awesome. He was a really, really cool guy, very nice to me. And Adam Levine, one of the most underrated musicians, I think, in music today, is fantastic, fantastic talent and a fantastic dude. And Gwen Stefani gave me a hug, told my wife, I'm like, honey, I hope you like them stinky, because after that hug, I am never showering again. And I'm sure you can smell, Otis, I haven't showered. But it was a great experience, man. It got me a lot of exposure, and it's enabled me, because of fans of country music like you and the people listening out there. You know, I have a job, and I get to do this full time, and I'm really living the dream. It's a wonderful thing, and I wake up in the morning and I thank God every day that's happening to me. It's unbelievable, and it's totally awesome. So thank you, and thank the rest of the listeners for that. I sure appreciate it. And my wife does, too, because our bills are paid now.
Really? Because we're on The Voice?
Yes, and we, being a musician, you know, people seem to associate it a lot of times with the glamour and being, you know, rich and famous and this and that, and that's really not the case. The sad truth of it is, the majority of musicians live gig to gig, and those gigs don't pay a lot of money. And you know, unless you're in the very, very top tier, you know, the top 5 or 10 or 15 people that are played on radio, it's not easy to make a living. You have to have some sort of, I guess, luck. You know, mine was that I got on The Voice. Some people go to Nashville and they end up making it. Somebody sees them and they make it big. Nowadays, it's a lot easier for the independent musician, because we have things like YouTube, like we were just talking about, and the internet in general, social media, Facebook and Twitter and SoundCloud. Yeah, internet, what's that?
The internet was invented in like 1992.
It was. You know, I think the first time I remember using the internet, I was in like 7th grade. At Ben Franklin Junior High in Fargo, and they had a couple computers with the internet on them. We didn't even have Google then. We had, there was Alta Vista.
Oh, yeah.
And what else? Web Crawler. Is that one of them?
Lycos.
And there you go. And then we had Ask Jeeves. Do you remember Ask Jeeves? They had the commercial with the butler. He's like, ask me anything. I don't remember what he said exactly.
Oh, from Ace Ventura?
No. This was, he wasn't a famous dude or anything. He was just on the commercial, and, he would tell you to search. Yeah, Jeeves. He's your own personal butler, they would say. But then Google came along, and now everything's Google. Google's not even a noun anymore, it's a verb. But I'm totally getting off topic. Here.
Google.
Otis, you keep getting me off topic, man.
Hey, don't blame this on me.
But that's the cool thing now, is that we have the internet, and we have the way to get our music out there to people that really, really want it. And it didn't used to be that way. You used to have to really know somebody. So it's really a combination of luck and of people hearing and enjoying what you do. And I know we were going somewhere else with that. But dude, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I just came back from my grandma's house. I ate 2 huge plates of food and 3 mammoth pieces of pie, and I can barely hold it together right now. I'm not even lying to you.
Oh, pieces of pie.
Yeah, I had 2 cherry and a pumpkin, and they were amazing.
Me hungry.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
And I just had a chocolate muffin.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
I like chocolate muffins, too. I don't think I could eat another thing, though. So what else you got for me there, little man?
How do you drive?
I don't. And you know what? I'm sure everybody out there right now is very thankful that I don't drive. I tell people, though, you know those rumble strips? Yeah, right? You know those rumble strips on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Braille for blind drivers. Did you know that?
Wait, how would you read it?
Yeah, well, the tires read it. The tires read it. You just feel the vibration and know. It's kind of like a combination between Braille and Morse code.
So tires are blind?
Yeah. I don't drive, man. Excuse me. My wife does all the driving, obviously, since I can't see. And she drives. Her name's Leanne, by the way. Well, you know that. She drives everywhere, man. Everywhere. And we go all around the country doing this.
That's cool.
Yeah. She's a wonderful, wonderful, amazing person. She puts up with a lot. And has sacrificed a lot for me to live this dream that I'm living. And so I'm very thankful to have her in my life. She's an amazing person.
And that was multimedia kidpreneur Otis and the singer-songwriter Blind Joe. To listen to the full-length interview or more information on Kids and Capitalism, visit kidsandcapitalism.com. That's kidsandcapitalism.com.
And here's to the sound of one hand clapping, and here's to not letting this.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Here's to not letting this moment pass.
Enough on the market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
Candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaire. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. 1572. Building the Bakken. Informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood. Voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Hot stuff will sell, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off.
I'm giving your stuff away, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946, Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.